One of the exhibitions that is happening this week is called The Seashell Is Not the Seashore. It's happening at Dada Gallery from the 11th of February to the 1st of April 2023. Jenny Hickenbotham is one of the artists who is being represented in this exhibition. She's here. She has driven all the way from Victoria with her two dogs.
Three dogs.
Three dogs on the front seat of her car to bring us this work. Jenny, welcome.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
How was that drive?
Oh, it was fun, actually. I used my tent. I have towed a trailer and I stopped at, you know, multiple places. And some places I stayed 5 days, but the best part of that, coming across the Nullarbor, I've written a song about it. It's called The Song of Dust. But it's beautiful, the Nullarbor. You know, the myth that it's a flat, empty plain is just a myth, you know, really. You really need to drive across it to experience it. Diversity of vegetation. It supports something like 390 species of animal and bird. It's really incredibly diverse. It's beautiful. And so many wildflowers I saw. And then I really loved, I didn't get to go to Esperance because no accommodation there, but I really loved Albany and Margaret River and just coming up that coast. It's just incredibly beautiful. And there's no flies, there's no mosquitoes, it's moderately warm, not too hot, and there's no wind.
You're just a road tripping queen. I love it. This exhibition, The Seashell Is Not the Seashore, is the work of three artists, yourself included, where the theme is this exploration of mental health as both a collective and cultural experience. We kind of see it as a very individual experience where one person might have a mental health challenge and that's kind of their problem. But actually the experience of mental health is something that impacts on all of us.
Yeah, absolutely. I've lived with emotional distress from early childhood, and I'm doing my PhD, so I'm a bit academic about this. But I read a lot of Professor Antonio Damasio and Dr. Dan Siegel, and they have shown that emotional distress is the basis of every mental health label or diagnosis. And so from my perspective, I have various diagnoses, but the thing I love to do is to make art, and some of my songs, three of my songs in this exhibition, are about my mental health journey. I've called them the personal growth songs, the personal growth journey songs. Mm-hmm. And then there's eight other songs that are about the physical, you know, the journey across the country. But I think it is incredibly powerful to be able to tell your story. And coming across actually from Victoria, I found that my memories were really, really opening up and becoming very accessible, because getting away from my family, who are my abusers. So I was able to, I've written one song called Blue Thoughts, is about my family's treatment of me, and it is a bit confronting. Mm. And actually the song we're going to hear today also touches on that, so just be aware it's a little bit emotionally authentic, you know, as
it's raw.
It's expressing my journey, my personal growth journey. Yeah.
We're gonna hear the Lift Yourself Up project in just a few minutes.
But
so you've kind of poured yourself into these works. Who are the other artists that have worked alongside you?
So Matt Gingold, he's an artist from Fremantle, and his work is a series of 16 speakers, and each speaker has a microphone feeding into it, and he's fed this system with all his diagnoses, as in details from the DSM-5. So they go round and round and like get more and more sort of, I haven't really heard it. I heard a little bit yesterday, but, you know, you can imagine the sort of, the way the language impacts our engagement with Matt's diagnoses, you know, 100%. And the way his artwork is representing that to us. Yeah,
I found a copy of the old copy of the DSM-4 at work the other day. Yeah. Oh, Lordy.
Yeah. Well, look, there's no science behind any of that. Just be aware of that. You know, it's all just some fat old white men sitting in an office going, oh, we're psychiatrists and we know everything, and their egos are, you know, above, over the roof. But anyway,
if we're going to go down this track, I did see an Instagram reel, someone saying, you know, like, all these diagnoses are based on how a white man would act, and so I'm going to choose to take my my diagnoses as a compliment.
Good on you. Yeah. I mean, you know that there's a whole lot of debate or argument about personality disorder. It's just a white man thing, you know, telling women their personalities are shit, you know. So just. Anyway, the other artist in the exhibition is Zora Kuser, and she's come here from Germany, but she has been spent quite a bit of time in Fremantle as a resident artist in some positions which can't tell you the detail of, but she's been back and forward. She would be an Australian citizen if she could, and her she works with light. And so she's put some coloured gels, that's the proper term for them, over all the buildings' orifices. So there's windows and its doors. So we've got beautiful pink burgundies and orange and I think there's some blue and green coming into the room to light the works that are there. And, they're fantastic. But they're called gels, but to me it looks like cellophane, you know, like a really stronger version of cellophane hanging on over the door, for instance. Yeah.
And just affecting how you see the place because of those lights, of those jellies.
And how you feel in that space, you know.
Yeah.
Colour, certainly, as you bathe in it, you know, impacts your sensory experience,
So, Jenny, we are going to hear a track of yours called Lift Yourself Project. It does have some themes, you know, people should kind of approach with caution.
Approach with awareness that it is my story. Now, you know, it's my story, so it's not your story. You don't have to take it on. And also, I just want to mention that I'm doing my PhD and I work a lot with people who are real strong advocates in the mental health field. And in Victoria, we're talking, and New South Wales, University of New South Wales, talking a whole new thing about trigger warnings and saying that, you know, there really are just another form of oppression, and that if it's much better as people dealing with emotional distress, if we do start to try and acknowledge our emotions in relation to some things we hear and see, and our triggers, and our these ways our body responds. So yeah, just that's sort of the new, and that's how we're presenting my work. Yeah, so not too much warning, more just a gentle sort of little bit of information that you can take away, and then you need to deal with your own emotional journey through the song. Yeah.
Rise and lift yourself. I'm sad, very sad today. Well, lift yourself. I could go to bed or lift myself. I'm tormented today. Voices torturing my mind. I could walk with earbuds and lift myself.
Torment.
I'm anxious.
Trauma.
Panicking. My heart is racing.
Terror,
I could hide
trauma.
In bed.
Terror, torture,
or lift
trauma.
Myself.
Terror, torture, trauma.
Try
terror, torture, trauma.
Try
terror, torture,
restful
trauma.
Bed stroking. I could try to lift myself. My attitude to self in this moment.
Bed with me, my dogs.
By thinking life, thinking hoping. Change.
Dogs.
I could try to live my myself, shift from emotional pain. I could try to lift myself from emotional pain to logical gain. Something is good somewhere. Try to lift myself.
Control me.
My sense of self in this moment. My body alive. Bearing my life.
I'm changing.
Bearing my
hope.
Bearing
me
to go
on. Strong.
To try.
Strong.
To lift myself.
Back.
Have a swim.
Lifting myself.
Go and have a swim.
Lifting myself.
Come on, Puck. Go and have a swim.
Myself.
Swim, swim, swim.
Lifting myself.
Come on.
Lifting myself. Lifting myself.
Okay, here. You ready? You ready for swim? Ready for swim? Ready, 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 ready. Go and have a swim. Go on. Swim, swim, swim.
Lift yourself from Jenny Hickenbotham with the three terriers.
Yeah, yeah. At the end, I just thought, that's how I lift myself. They're my babes. So, you know, we go to the beach or we go for a walk. I'll try and walk every day because I think just it helps me get out of that sort of box of the space where your house, you know, closes you in. I need to get out of that every day, let my thoughts get open to the air and the environment and the sun and, you know.
And that's what this whole exhibition is about, The Seashell Is Not the Seashore, is, you know, we tend to put mental health in a box where, you know, there's this encouraged silence around it where, you know, we can talk about it, but we can't talk about the experience of mental health challenges in our lives. And that's what this work is really doing, is bringing that experience into the world.
It's very much giving us as artists a voice, which is so important and so empowering, you know. You know, my PhD actually is working with people like myself to try and encourage them to write their own song and or create a painting. And that's my PhD project. So
brilliant.
Hopefully giving other people those chances, yeah.
Jenny, I adore you. Thank you so much for coming in and sharing your work with us. And I very much look forward to heading along to The Seashell Is Not the Seashore, happening at Dada. It is happening from the 11th of February to the 1st of April 2023.
Yep, but hang on. Tonight's the opening night if you want to come along. It starts at 6.
Will there be wine and cheese?
I know there's wine, but I'm not sure. I didn't ask about the food. But I'll be singing. We're just going to sing a little sample of my 11 songs. And, it'll be fun. And there's a DJ. There's the DJ. The other artists are all DJs. So, and plus some of the tech crew, so they're going to DJ after the 8 o'clock thing.
So much fun. Head down to Dada in Fremantle for some of that Jenny Hickenbotham action.
Thanks
you
so
are
much.
Listening to Artbeat on RTR FM.